Mm-hmm. And somebody else wants to know, how was Citroen Xanti's christening at the weekend? Dominic's baby girl?
Xanthony.
No, Xanthi.
How was it?
Very well. Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Good. We weren't invited, of course, just to remind everybody that our good friend Dominic, who it's fair to say we saved from Newsbeat Hell 2.5 years ago,
right,
by making his dream come true and putting him on the radio and breakfast show, an ambition he'd always had since becoming a broadcast journalist. Anyway, none of us were invited.
But you know what I do have for you? Well, I don't have it today.
Some cake?
Bring it tomorrow. Yes.
Right.
There's some cake, yeah.
So you don't have it today?
I don't have it today.
So
we'll have,
when was the christening yesterday?
Yeah.
Right, so Tuesday, you're going to be bringing two-day-old cake for us.
Four-day-old cake. Okay. It was made on Friday.
Oh, does it last forever, like wedding cake?
I think so. You need to put it in the fridge, I think.
What cake is it?
It's a really nice one. I don't know. It's got white marzipan and a bit of pink.
I don't like marzipan.
I don't. I'll have your marzipan icing then.
Can you chop off the marzipan bits?
Yeah, so it's just sponge. Is that what you want?
Yeah, that'll do
sponge.
Me.
All right. You can't come to christening, but here's some sponge. Does that make up for it?
Do you know, I'm not a huge cake fan, full stop.
Are you not?
No.
Well, Rach can have your bit.
Actually, I'm off cake now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm turning over a new leaf today.
Are you?
Today's the first day of the rest of my life.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why?
What?
In what way?
Because I'm fat and unfit.
So you're not going to eat much and drink much and go running?
I'm on a...
Brilliant.
So there you go.
Do you want a little bit of cake?
No.
Okay.
I'll have this.
How much is a little bit?
There's, well, look, it's like an inch by an inch.
Well, if you can't measure that, then can you? You know.
No, that doesn't count.
That's probably like a quarter of a Weight Watchers point.
Mm. Everything in moderation. So you're probably fine. Just be careful with everything else in the day.
Actually, I don't want your 4-day-old cake. You can stuff it. Keep your cake. Keep your cake and eat it.
It's a symbol of, you know,
the fact that
friendship.
We weren't invited to the wedding. Yeah, yeah,
it's the wedding.
Brilliant.
It's only 8 months old.
Sorry. Jesus. We can team
Have you got anyone in mind, though?
Not really, right. Yeah. I've got to say, it's early days.
Yeah.
Really?
I'll let her walk first and then talk and then see what happens. Obviously, when she's 18.
You'll never get her. Let her get married, will you?
No, she'll be a nun.
How do you feel about this? This is fascinating because I'm not a parent. You're the only parent on the show that we know of, eh, Dave? But the time will come when she's bringing boyfriends home.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you know what I think I'll do, though? I'll try and be funny, amusing dad and actually just be a bit of an idiot. And I hope she doesn't bring anyone who has tattoos.
You're going to be a nightmare when she starts having sex.
Whoa!
You're going to be a nightmare.
No, that's a weird area.
Well, no, it's true. She will have sex and get married and have a family of her own.
She's 9 months old.
No, no, she is.
She's a baby.
Yeah, but listen, you know, in 18 years' time...
Yes, when it's legal.
Can I just divert this conversation slightly this way?
Please do. Let's go back to cake.
Back to what we were saying before, is that when she does bring boys home, perhaps...
Yep. Might not be boys.
Well, it might not.
She might be lesbian.
Well, exactly. Could be, you know. So you and your son, you see, that's an interesting area because father and sons are then really, really nasty sometimes to boyfriends. But it's a great game.
No,
it's a great father and son game that you can do.
Well, you sit on the sofa just staring at him.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that, actually. I hadn't thought of that.
It's going to be fascinating.
There's a lot to be said for having kids, isn't it?
I don't know.
You should try.
I mean, it's great material for our show.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I will bring in cake, and it's up to you whether you want to eat it or not.
So already, I've turned your beautiful daughter into a lesbian, and I've already said about your firstborn that I'd rather have an iPod than a child.
You know,
and so, in other words, said that your firstborn child isn't as important, unimportant as... I can't even speak.
Yeah. I think that's why you weren't invited to the christening.
Right, is that
I don't
right?
know, possibly.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, don't be like that.
But it was a nice day anyway.
Good, as long as you had fun.
We did, yeah. Thanks for having
me. Oh, now you've got everyone going. Graham's texting saying, what's wrong with tattoos?
I mean, if they're tasteful ones, you know. I mean, not like love and hate.
Yeah, that's what I meant, love and hat.
Yeah.
Because he...
Yeah.